Do we have another level? One. Hang on, I'll just get this level going. One, two, three. Okay. What happened? What's happened to the oak field?
Oh, he's been thrown off.
But that was one of the best shows on radio.
The
I just heard tonight. I was sitting out there. Mum reckons. Oh, that's. She's pointing at the idiot box. You know, there's this guy rocking back and forth on a chair, introducing a film.
Oh, and yeah.
She
says, funny,
that's. And I said, Bill Ackfield. She said, yeah, he got put off. And I said, what? He got put off. It's the only show we're listening to. I don't mean from the record content. I mean, the record content's abysmal.
Yeah.
But he's the only person that sounds vaguely intelligent.
And amusing.
And amusing. And everything else. That's really good radio. So how come he got thrown off?
Oh, you see, they've cut down local content. Apparently, all the programs eventually are going to come from Sydney.
What?
Again, like it used to be about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh.
There's part of the economy cuts. Of course, they can't get rid of the Ackfield and all these people. They're still there.
Keep talking, I'll just grab some matches.
Aren't on anymore.
The what?
Their programs aren't on anymore. That's the only difference. I worked out why they do that. Maybe it saves having to write out a few logs in the record library or something. It all comes from Sydney. Oh, well.
Oh, turn that down, turn that up again. Yeah. I was listening, but I couldn't talk. Yeah. Economy measures. So, for an economy measure...
They've thrown the Ackfield into...
They're going to stop doing radio shows. That's an economy measure, is it?
Yeah. Apparently. That's what the Stu says.
My God.
He says there's no other reason for it.
Okay.
I think the only person that's going to survive is the Evans.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, the amount they'd pay the Ackfield, let's say he gets paid 180 or 200 a week, compared to the running costs of the ABC, that's nothing.
Oh, yes, that's right. I mean, as I say, they're not even going to get rid of the people they can't.
Yeah, how they trying to increase?
The sack.
Yeah.
So they're just going to have less to do.
Hang
of it. Doesn't make any sense.
And how was the eclipse? I didn't make it around, of course.
No. Oh, it's quite interesting. I suppose you saw it from...
Yeah, I went and just had a look.
Really creepy the way the light... It suddenly got dim. It only took about 3 minutes and it suddenly got really dark.
Yeah.
Because I expected it to get dark slowly, not all of a sudden, and then suddenly get light again.
I told you that, because it suddenly occurred to me from memory of when I went out and bought a one-stop photographic filter. I thought, you know, one stop, it'll halve the light. So I bought this thing, and I get it, and it's just a piece of perfectly clear plastic. And sure enough, it does halve the light. But, you know, you can sort of look through it, and you wouldn't know you're looking through anything. It's absolutely incredible what halving the light is. It must be the same sort of... It must follow the same sort of laws as sound does with dBs, decibels, that you halve it and halve it and halve it, and each little halve that you make is hardly detectable.
Yeah.
So obviously the sun's reduced light sort of wouldn't be terribly obvious until it's down about a tenth. Then you start to notice it. Of course, by that time... It's only got about another 3 minutes before it's completely gone, so... In other words, it seems as if it disappears almost within a few minutes.
Yes.
If you'd had a light meter sitting there, no doubt you would have been able to follow it all the way down. But the eyes must be just as logarithmic as... Oh, of course they are, with their irises for a start. I suppose.
Keeps compensating.
Apart from whatever the brain might do as well. Which is all a bit beyond that stuff.
So it was rather interesting, so please.
I thought it was really early. I was talking to Clem, I came on 160.
Yeah, and during the middle of it.
Yeah. I taped it, so I've got a little record of the eclipse now.
Oh, I was outside.
Everybody's saying, oh, it's really eerie. And we're talking to a bloke up in Ballarat.
Yeah.
3LJ, Arthur.
And Henry was on too, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, he was just listening.
I don't know. What makes you think he was on?
Harry Roach, he's going to do the castle, right?
Yeah.
And Harry Roach took around the shortwave listener notes when I was out this evening. And in it, he's got a special eclipse report.
Oh.
And he arranged for observers to be present on every band.
Yeah.
And VKEN was the one on 160, and he was talking about there was a chap on from Hurst Bridge and one from Warrnambool and one from Ballarat or something.
During the eclipse? There was only one from Ballarat. There was a VK2.
Was there?
Yes. Who wasn't particularly horrible. VK2 ATM was on. I couldn't hear him. Clem could just hear him on his 101. And the bloke in Ballarat could just hear him, but he was there. During and after the eclipse.
So it's rather difficult.
Yeah.
In fact, I wonder where the stew is. I wonder where he went. Yep. I wonder how the people on Mount William went. Didn't hear any more about that from them, or about what happened, if they saw it or not. Because we saw the sped on TV, which they missed. It was hilarious to see the Sved in the suit and tie and everything. And he was shaking like a G, which was quite amusing. But I wonder how everything went up there. No doubt they had the Revox going, and the Long will be having tapes galore of all these people running around screaming and saying how good the eclipse was.
Yeah. I was reeling this tape off towards the end. I'll get a spare bit of tape. Yeah.
It's quite hilarious that the Sved was obviously very nervous.
I didn't think the Sved looked like that. I've obviously got him confused with another guy that dropped in.
You must have seen him before.
Well, there's another guy from Monash that I'd never met before, a friend of Mike Hagar's, with a beard.
He's
tied up with the astronomical. Why am I going up to +3? Harley. 1, 2, thank you. Tied up with the astronomical or nautical. Got him. Obviously, he's putting a hearing down.
Oh, probably 4 in the morning.
Keep going.
Oh, we're in again. Right. So we just hope the pictures come out. They probably won't. As I say, because it's not very fast at all. 25 ASA.
Hold it, right. Now I can do this without getting feedback. All right, keep going.
I'll just find this thing on the tape. There.
Things out.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, did I short something?
You must
be this. Oh, I can see what it's. The only thing it can be. Hang on, I'll just fix it. There's a plug here without a cover, and the earthy thing is right next to the active-y thing. Right, that'll fix that. I'll plug it back in again. Right. Right. After all that setting up, so I could hear you while I was out there, and then get to hear you. This logging tape can go a fair way further in, I think, before it hits money. Right.
Edo and Benny. Edo and Bjorn.
Hello, Amanda.
Who's Stig?
Stig is their manager.
Oh. sort of novel for it to be completely black. And then I sort of, as I rushed back past the kitchen again, Mum was just sort of sitting there watching the idiot box, and I see this big white circle in the middle of the screen. It's as you say, it's difficult to cut to something the seconds away. Was it spot on, the timing that they said it would be?
I'm not sure.
Did you notice?
No, I didn't, because I wasn't paying too much attention to it. Both Owens 2 had that, the others didn't. The channel 9 must have been the worst of them.
Yeah?
They had these two idiots sitting there trying to do a commentary on it. Chatting them up with a couple of idiots. Obviously had no knowledge of astronomy or,
like this thing on the ever. Just a bit of a look at that, I'll stand by, I'll just see here.